The stock market has set yet another record today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting 26,000 for the first time. At the same time, the U.S. dollar is weakening. It's currently trading at its lowest level against other currencies in 3 years. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
And before we get to the dollar, let's talk about the stock market, the Dow hitting 26,000 earlier today. What's causing the surge, and is it likely to continue?
Well, that's something. I mean, that's the fastest 1,000-point gain on record. The Dow broke 25,000 on January 4th.
Yeah.
So the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are also hitting highs. There are two or three reasons for this. One of them is that when companies are flush with cash, which we know they are, they either offer dividends to their shareholders or they buy back their own stock.
Right.
And they've been doing that a lot recently. We've also got earnings reports out, and companies are doing relatively well, as they have been for some time. And because interest rates remain low, for people who really want returns on their investment, the stock market remains the only place. And by the way, this is in lockstep with the rest of the world. The world's markets are performing very well, generally speaking, as well. So there are a few factors that are fueling stocks. As we see interest rates going up, you may see this acceleration stop a little bit.
So what's going on with the dollar then? It is already down 2% this year after falling 10% compared with other currencies over the course of last year.
Yeah. So the dollar is weakening. There's no question about that. Again, part of it is, you know, we're at a three-year low against the euro. Part of it is that there are estimates that global growth is going to outpace U.S. growth. If you only listen to U.S. politics, you get the impression that the U.S. is doing very well and outpacing the rest of the world. This is one of those instances when the world is outpacing the United States, and that is helping other countries with their currencies. Now, again, as interest rates slowly start to go up in the United States, that makes interest rates increasing make a particular currency more attractive relative to other currencies. So you may start to see that made up, but the U.S. dollar has been strong for a very long time, and now we're seeing a cyclical weakening of it.
And not necessarily a bad thing if the dollar is weaker.
In fact, many economists argue it's a good thing. Obviously, for people who travel, they feel it. But really, a weaker dollar is great for U.S. exports. It makes U.S.-made goods cheaper in other parts of the world. However, we are such an importer of goods that it makes those imported goods, in some cases, a little more expensive. But generally speaking, a small decline in the value of the U.S. dollar is not bad for the economy.
Okay, one more thing I have to ask you about. We've got news this week from the U.N. World Tourism Organization that Spain is about to knock the U.S. out of its position as the second most popular tourism destination in the world, number one being France. What's going on?
Yes, that's really interesting, actually. They were sort of tied in 2016, the U.S. and Spain. But again, it's the same net cause. The world is doing better economically, and as a result, people are traveling more. And to a lot of people, Spain makes a lot more sense than the United States just because of where they're coming from. A lot of that increased tourism is from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. So yes, Spain is about to take over from the United States. Remember that weaker U.S. dollar will hurt Spain. It'll make the U.S. cheaper, so that might be more attractive.
Right.
But part of it is the politics in the United States have made it a little hard for people who have complicated visas to get in here. So that plays into it as well.
It is a lovely country, Spain. But so is the U.S.
That's right.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
My pleasure.